guys. Welcome back to True Stories with Ryan. I'm your host, Ryan. And today I have a guest. Welcome back, Brenton.
What is up, guys?
It's good to have you here. To start, I know it's been forever since I've posted an episode. You guys are just going to have to roll with me. I apologize. In the next episode, I'll probably get an email up for this. And if you have any suggestions or stories that we have shared maybe in the past, I would love to hear them. But for right now, I just need you to be patient with me. So, to start off, Brenton, how have you been?
Oh, just peachy.
Peachy, eh? That sounds pretty great. Brenton, what did we do last night?
So last night, we went to the wonderful, beautiful land of Twin Falls, Idaho, which is considered big city for us.
That is huge city.
It's like, what population? Like 60,000 at best?
I have no idea. Probably something like that. Oh, shoot. While we're at it, Brenton, let's correct from like the first episode.
A month-long debate we had. Yeah. Not month-long, way longer than month.
We finally looked at a yearbook and Brenton and I did the math, and without even seeing how many people graduated, how many people were in my class?
Was it your sophomore year? It was like 175.
My junior year, I think that was.
Oh, really?
Something yeah. Like that, yeah. But yeah, there was only like 175 people in my junior year, and that's not even including people that graduated when I was a senior, you know? So, yeah, it's a lot smaller than I gave it credit for. What did I say originally, like 400?
Yeah, I was baffled when you said that, or when I heard that.
It was ridiculous. Anything else need corrected from that? We already corrected where Steven was from. Anything else you can think of?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, so anyways, back to Twin Falls last night. We started out, Brenton's leaving for a little trip, and we just decided to do a little get-together, have some fun. Would have done a date, but, you know, there's no women around here. So, anyways, we started out by going to the Asian market in Twin Falls. And
so when we went to the Asian market, we went in there looking for our favorite, like, Asian foods, like Mogu Mogu, this amazing drink.
That you gotta chew while you drink.
Yeah, because there's coconut jelly in there.
Sounds super gross, but it's really good.
Oh, it's amazing.
And I ended up getting some of those, what would you call those, little wafer sticks?
Oh, they're stickos, or they're like the wafer straws with some type of frosting inside of them.
Oh, I love those.
Great.
Got the ube flavor. And then after the Asian market, do you have anything else from the Asian market?
Nope.
After the Asian market, we went to the Walk-In Grill, which is a Mongolian
barbecue place.
Super delicious. Not as good as Hoo Hot though. Steven took me to Hoo Hot and I liked that better. That one's in Utah though. We need one of those here.
Well yeah, they cook food on a wok. You get whatever. That was pretty good.
I do love it though. It's super good. I filled up way faster than I thought. I was like, we should get the buffet so we can eat a lot, and then I had one plate.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed in Ryan.
Ugh. I hadn't eaten all that. What in the world? I think my stomach's shrinking, man.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess so. So after the Walk-In Grill, which was really good, and we had ice cream at the end of it. After the Walk-In Grill, we went to Skateland. And, Brenton, you want to talk a little bit about Skateland?
Yeah, so Skateland is a semi-ghetto skating rink in Twin Falls. So we have to drive 45 minutes to get to the closest skating rink.
It's indoors, though, so, I mean, that's nice.
Yeah, it is indoors, so that is nice. Yeah, it's pretty fun. I've gone there for years. I've had birthday parties there when I was littler and stuff. And it was just an all-around kind of just fun, chill place.
Yeah.
Pretty cheap fun. So it was good.
Yeah, it's only like $7 a person, and you get to go. I think it's open at 7, goes to 10:30, and they just play music while you go, and of course it's on the hardwood floor, and super, super fun. So, last night we saw, let's see, So I guess let's start with there was a the Macarena came on, and Brenton and I were skating around, and everybody's kind of doing the dance as you skate in the circle, you know, oval, whatever, as you skate. And at one point, I shout, you know, you go, "Hey, Macarena," and then you shout really loud. That's just kind of what I've always done. So anyways, I was shouting really loud, and Brenton said it sounded like I said, "Hi-ya." And there was a little girl that was skating between Brenton and I at the time, and she, I don't know, Brenton says she must have thought I was going to hit her.
That's what it looked like, because she, like, screamed. She was like, "Ah!" And, like flinched, like she was going to get hit or something like that. That's honestly what it looked like.
See, and I didn't only scare her once, though. I scared her twice. I think I scared her on the next lap, too. And I wasn't trying to. I just did. Guess I'm just a scary guy.
Yep.
But, anyways.
Watch your kids, parents.
Hide your wife, hide your kids, and hide your husband. Oh, gosh. I'm not doing that everywhere out here. Okay. Anyway, so So they had a race. They do races for age groups. And there was, like, 3 or 4 different races. And so the age group I raced with was, like, 17 and above. And I haven't skated in a good while. It's kind of why I went tonight. I'm going to be going for a date sometime soon. And I had to make sure I wasn't going to look like an idiot. No.
Remember when you fell during the limbo?
I did.
There's like 5-year-old kids that are beating you.
I booked it at the limbo, like, stick, and I'm like, "Oh, I got this." I bent backwards.
Oh, and you ate it, and I was so happy. It,
and I took out the limbo stick on the side.
Yeah.
And it was funny.
I'll be honest, I was kind of like, haha, because Brian's such a better skater than I am. Like, I feel like I don't feel like an idiot. I just am an idiot when I'm by him. So, well, that kind of made me feel good.
I've been skating since I was like 6, though, so.
Humble brag.
Sorry. I don't mean to be better than you.
You just are.
Well, so anyways, let's see. So they had a race, and there were some good racers with me. And let's see, so when I took off...
Ryan got beat by a girl.
I did?
Yeah.
No, she was close, but I think I beat both of them. Oh. Just on the end. So anyways, there was a girl and a guy that both were ahead of me for a good chunk of that race. You know, it's 2-lap race for whatever reason. Y1 or Y3, just 2. Anyways, but very last second, I beat them by... They cut wide for whatever reason on the very last corner, and I stayed right next to the cone, and so I beat them, and so there's my next humble brag. I got a free soda. I gave it away.
That you gave away.
Yep. Yep, because I just didn't feel like having a soda right then. It did not quench the thirst when I'm skating and sweating like a sinner in church. So, let's see, what else? You want to talk about that cute old couple we saw?
Yeah, so we're skating, and there's this like super nice like older Mexican couple that we kept skating by and stuff. We kept seeing them, and they were just like the sweetest couple ever. They're like holding hands and skating and stuff, and like I tried talking to them a couple of times, and I couldn't like I don't know, like, I just couldn't communicate with them too well and stuff. And they're just, like, super sweet. And the dad was, like, an amazing skater.
He was way good.
I mean, way better than me. And I don't know, I don't want to say how old I thought they were, but, like, I was really impressed. He was, like, skating backwards and stuff.
Yeah, like, with ease. And he was on the normal roller skates, wasn't he?
Yeah, not on blades.
Yeah. That was... See, and I don't think I could skate at all if I was on roller skates. But I've done inline skating on the blades for a long time. But these guys were just really fun and really... I don't know what you'd say. Not lighthearted? Maybe lighthearted? They were jolly.
Yeah, just
super jolly. Sweet couple, though. And it's like couple goals, you know? Like, when I get that old, I want to be skating with my wife like that.
I don't. I hate. So I'm not good.
Yeah. What if your wife likes skating?
Okay, then I'll learn it better for her.
Attaboy. Okay, so now on to the big story. We're gonna talk about Carl. And no, I don't mean Brenton's father. I mean, we got a llama. So, Brenton.
Yes.
Tell me where the idea originated for getting a llama.
Okay, so I've told this story about 1.37 million times, so...
That's all.
That's all, yeah. So I have it rehearsed pretty good. So back in 2013, I got on this app called KSL, and it's like kind of a Craigslist for Utah, Idaho, Montana area. And I was cruising on the free section because I had nothing better to do. And I find an ad for a free llama. And I'm like, what the heck? It's like, what? Someone's just giving away a free llama? And so I was like, hey, mom, look at this. And I show her, and we kind of chuckle over it. And she's like, hey, you know what would be really funny? And I was like, what? She's like, if you got it, if you got that llama and then just like tied it to a tree in some person's house or in some person's yard and like didn't even tell them or anything, you just left them and they like woke up and there's a llama there and they're like, and you like don't tell them or anything and they just go and there's a llama there and they have no clue how it got there. And I was like, what the heck? But I was like, that would be really funny. And I know just the person. To do it to, my cousin and good friend Josh, our good friend Josh, and then, we laughed, and I didn't think anything of it, and then a year passes, and it's 2014, I'm cruising through KSL again, because I have nothing to do again, and I see an ad for a llama for $25 in Idaho, and I was like, I've got nothing better to do. I'm scotch tape. I'm so clear of any plans. And I have my license and I have a pickup truck. I was like, let's do it. And so I call up Ryan and we figure out a weekend. And we were able to borrow a small horse trailer from someone. And so we go to pick it up. And... all the tires were flat. It was completely flat. So we like run it down the road to Ryan's house when it was flat and try filling it up with his air compressor, and that just does it momentarily. So then we take it to a tire place and they patch it all up and get it all going great. So we're all fine and dandy.
Yep. That was a we weren't expecting that. We get to the trailer and we're like, crud, all these are flat. So
but I just want to say this. Yeah, my mom was the instigator. She's the one that came up with this idea.
Yeah.
And she's like the sweetest lady ever. And so no one believes it when I tell them that.
You would not think that she would come up with an idea like this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so we ended up driving. I can't remember where it was, but you said it was like 25 minutes out of...
Snowville, Utah. So we had to drive into Utah, around a mountain pass, and back up into Idaho.
Yep.
Had no clue.
It was a really fun road trip, though.
It was a good time.
So when we pull up to this place, what did we see?
like tons and tons of animals and stuff, and
like a little zoo, pretty much.
Yeah, it was like a little zoo. It was weird. And we come out and we like meet with the people we're supposed to buy it from, and they are some interesting people,
to say the least.
Oh
man.
They're total like tree hugging hippies.
Oh yeah.
And like Ryan wanted to be politically correct, and he's like, "I don't know if hippie is politically correct." So we looked up synonyms of hippie. Some of them were like dropout,
freak,
which is accurate.
The thesaurus,
which was accurate, and granola cruncher. And I don't know.
There were some good ones.
There were some good ones. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty spot on to describe these guys. They were pretty interesting.
Yeah, and they made sure to quiz us. They're like, now is he going to go to a good home? And we're like, oh, he's going to have a huge meadow. Because Josh has a huge meadow at his house, a huge pasture.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, and we're like, he's going to be so happy. He's just going to die of happiness.
And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, I'm going to be surprised if this guy makes it till next week.
He does not look too healthy either.
He didn't look too healthy, yeah.
And they didn't have him in a big thing, now that I think about it. They had him in like a small...
Yeah, I know. What the freak?
Small fence.
Well, that's why they're getting rid of him, because they had too many llamas.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's the caliber of people we're talking about.
Yeah, so now we're faced with the challenge of getting this jerk in the trailer.
So, yeah, so we named him Carl after the Llamas with Hats video of YouTube. Like, Carl, that kills people. So, yeah, that's what we named him after. And, we tried getting, we, like, got a llama leash before, we came up. And so we put it on them, and they're like, do that little thing. Yeah. They're like, that's not gonna work.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know what? We're gonna make it work.
We made it work, too.
Well, kind of.
Well, okay, so llamas do something that, where they throw a fit, and it's called cushing. And basically, they just kneel down on all fours, and then...
It is lay down, and then just, like, spit at you if you come close.
Little jerks.
Little jerk faces.
So we're spending... I don't know, how long you reckon we took doing that?
It was, like, an hour and, like, 10 minutes.
And then we finally got him in there. I don't even know how we finally got him in there, man.
Oh, it took so long to get him in the trailer, because he just... lay down, and he's like a what, a 200-300 pound animal.
He's pretty huge, man.
And so it's not like we can just pick him up and put him in.
No, we were just...
we're not Josh.
No, we're not that big. But we finally got him into the trailer, and
we put him in there, and we start driving, or we pay him the $25. We start driving the road down the road, and we go to fuel up. And we get in, and this is kind of like an inside joke, but we turn to each other. Who was it that said it?
You said, dude, we got a llama.
Yeah, I was like, we're like, heck yeah, man, we got a llama.
Yeah, I was like, frick yeah. We're like, we got a llama.
Like, so weird, like, why the freak do we have a llama?
Oh, man.
So random and stuff.
Did not think that I'd be able to say that at any point.
Yeah, I never thought that'd come out of my mouth.
Oh, man.
So we're driving down the interstate, heading back up into Idaho, and he's just, like, staring out at all the cars and stuff, just looking at them, like, making eye contact and stuff. Like, I swear, he could have been, like, mentally challenged.
I think he probably was.
Like, oh, I don't know if all llamas are like that or just him. I'm not sure. I'm not a llama whisperer. But...
I'm not either. Oh, man. But then we get to our buddy Josh's house, and we back into his... Well, first of all, we talked to Martin.
No, we didn't talk to him.
Didn't we?
No, we didn't. Because I remember they're out... So Josh's parents and, like, one of his siblings nephew or something were in the yard... We just wave to him. Ryan hops out and opens up their pasture without even asking them.
Oh, yeah.
And we just drive right in. drive right in. And they're just looking like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Because we have this horse trailer, and I'm very much not a cowboy. Well, like, like I dress, or like, I'm a country boy, but I'm not a cowboy, meaning I've never had farm animals.
Yeah. So we get the gate all closed, and then we get the truck parked, and we open up that back gate, and Carl just stayed in there.
He did not want to come out.
So I grabbed his rope, and I'm like, come on. And tug, tug. Like, come on, buddy.
And he's just like,
And I'm like, get out! And so I just started pulling. I was giving, like, a gentle pull on him, and eventually he just, like, somersaulted backwards out of the trailer, and I'm like, he made like a super long exasperated
so he like falls on his back and just like
Yeah.
Like, it was deep down in his throat and sounded like he died.
It's like, great, we killed him.
Yeah, we're like...
Void the warranty.
We've only had him for 2 hours and we already killed him.
And, anyways, we took the rope off and we're like, okay, leave him there for now. Let's get the truck out of here.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, if he's dead, he'll stay there.
And so we got the truck out and he stood up. He's just good.
Popped right up. Yeah. Looking around and stuff. And by this time, of course, Josh's parents, their interest is peaked. Because there's a llama in their yard or in their pasture now.
They look at all the cows and they're like, one of these things just doesn't belong here.
I think because, Carl was like a ginger llama, right? Like a reddish brown.
Bright red brown. And all the cows came over too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they were curious as to what the heck this giraffe cow was.
Yeah. It looked like a cow got uppercutted by Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Or a sheep, maybe.
Yeah. We had all sorts of fun, though, with this thing.
So, here's the great part, though, is, like, this is how chill Josh's parents were. They, like, come over, and they're like, what's up with this? And we're like, oh, yeah, so we got this llama for Josh as a prank, and we explained it all to him. And they're just like, oh, okay. They're just like, wow, I did not expect him to be that, like, calm about it. But okay. That's
true, but they were chill with it, because it's a huge pasture.
Yeah.
Had probably, like, 10, 12 cows in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he did have plenty of room to run, plenty of food, and three jerk teenage boys.
We weren't that. No. So, anyways. Well, so Josh isn't there at this time yet.
Yeah, it's true. He's at football practice, I think, if I remember correctly.
No, because it's March, so shot put. Or track practice. And we call him up. We're like, hey, where are you at? And he said, I'm heading home. We said, okay, come down your
back road.
Yeah, your dirt road that goes past your pasture. We have something to show you. He's like, okay. So he starts, we see him turn the corner and he starts heading down the road. And then all of a sudden we see his truck start swerving. Yeah. And then he starts honking his horn and stuff. And he comes around. He's like, what the freak did you guys do?
We got a llama.
We're like, happy late 3 month late birthday. You got a llama now. He's yours.
Josh, meet Carl.
Yeah, and so like I have a picture of Josh trying to ride the llama, and he's on top of it, and it's laying down cushy and trying to spit on him. And
I think I'm gonna put that as the
that'd be perfect
picture for this.
It was a Snapchat picture, and it says, "This is Carl, my new pet llama." And it's, I mean, like, I love this picture. It's the only picture we have of Carl actually
anymore. Yeah,
sad thing. And I put it on my family history thing because I love it so much. And because Josh is my cousin, so we're related. But, oh, yeah. Good times. Carl, he just chilled. Like, word spread pretty fast at school. And people asked me, besides so many people asked me, did you really buy Josh a llama? I was like, yeah, what's wrong with that? And people were just like... funny, weirded out by it, like...
Show you who your real friends are.
Yeah, probably why I don't, like, have any dates anymore, so...
Like, is that the guy that bought his friend a llama?
Yeah, oh, that's so weird.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Sorry, do you have something else?
Oh, what are you going to say?
I was going to ask if you... the next story of what you did with Carl.
Yes, okay, perfect. We didn't want Carl just to be, like, a lazy bum in the pasture and stuff, so we're like, we're going to put you to use. And so prom was coming up, and I was going to ask this girl named Madeline to prom. And we're good family friends and stuff. Our families have known each other for years. And and so I was like, oh, I'm totally going to use the llama to ask her. And so my original plan was to shave in the side, in its side, like in its fur, prom question mark. But it just... did not work good at all. Like, you can't really... Yeah, never mind. It just didn't work. And so what we did is we load Carl up into a trailer. And one of the funniest things ever, because I had Josh. Josh was helping me now. And then we had Willem. Were you there?
I don't think I was there.
Yeah. And so Willem was another friend. And we're trying to get this stupid thing. And... we were not, it wasn't a horse trailer, it was just like, this trailer didn't have a roof,
probably really wasn't meant for animals, but oh well. And Josh was wearing a brand new pair of buckle jeans. These are like $200 jeans. And like his first time wearing them, and Carl spits on his jeans. And Josh just gets torqued off. And like, so you know, like llamas spit as a defense. Like llamas are actually considered guard animals. Because they will keep wolves and predators away from like sheep and stuff like that, because they'll spit at them, and their spit is so toxic, because they just pull up the acids from their stomach, that it, no animals will come around, like no predators will come around.
Yeah.
And so,
he's got on his jeans.
So it spits on his jeans.
Oh.
And it's cushioning again and will not get into the trailer. And so Josh just gets ticked. He has us pull the trailer up right next to it. And Josh is a huge guy. Like, a huge guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he just grabs that thing by the neck and pulls it over there. And he picks up the front legs, puts them on, and then he just gets around that thing. And he literally squats this whole llama and like, just tosses it into the trailer. And we're just like, Fetch, right? Or we're like, Fetch, Josh just picked up that llama.
That's awesome.
It was the funniest thing ever, because Josh was just not putting up with any crud from Carl anymore. He was just so done with it.
Oh, man. That's so funny. And then after that, you guys got Carl back, right?
Well, yeah, so, like, we went and put it in her yard, and we put a poster that said prom question mark, and then it said may Yama, or llama, because it's spelled the same, Yama in Spanish is name, it said may Yama Brenton, or my Yama is Brenton, and stuff, so it was just, like, a fun way to ask her. She loved it. She thought it was so fun, because she's, like, spontaneous and spunky like that, too. So that was hilarious.
And since then, Carl had been returned home, and then...
So what ended up happening to Carl there, right?
I'm pretty sure that he got sold to one of the people that works with and for Josh's family. And those guys raise and eat alpacas and llamas.
I don't know if they raise and eat them, but we just know he got eaten.
Yep. Well, he, like we said when we got him, he was pretty sickly looking. Not young and spry exactly, so, I don't know.
We'd like to think we nursed him back to health.
We forced him back to our health. I don't know. And we had lots of fun with him, though. It was like, oh, he was a fun spirit to just sit there and try to spit on you.
Yeah. It's like the old senile grandparent that, like, tries... No, I'm joking.
That tries joke. To spit on you?
Yeah, bad joke.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, that's the story of our llama, Carl.
Carl!
Carl! You have anything else to add about him?
No, it was good times. One of my... Probably the best prank I've ever pulled. Well, probably the most effort went into that prank.
Probably. That was a lot of
Maybe.
Effort.
No. I've done a lot of other stuff.
But it was definitely a very clean, fun prank.
Yeah.
And you're able to do it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brenton, I appreciate you, you know, taking the time to do this podcast with me, and I had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. That was a good time.
All right. Well, guys, this has been True Stories with Ryan, and I'll see you guys next time.
Adios.